The plan would shield drug makers and medical device manufacturers from lawsuits if their products were FDA approved. The trouble, critics say, is that there's a long list of drugs that got the FDA's okay, even though it turns out they were actually harmful or even deadly. Nino Amato heads the Coalition for Wisconsin Aging Groups, which he says is 100% against this plan. Amato says it makes no economic sense to ban people who are hurt by drugs or medical devices from suing the companies that made them.
I have never seen such pure, unadulterated nonsense and rhetoric to call this a job bill.
Trial attorney Ed Vopal with the Wisconsin Association for Justice calls the plan discriminatory against Wisconsin residents, since it would be one of only two states that have laws like this on the books.
There is no trade-off here. There will be no jobs. What will happen is that this immunity will devastate people who are in need of civil justice the most.
The plan is being sponsored by Pewaukee Republican Senator Rich Zipperer. He says any companies who lie to the FDA to get approval for their drugs would still be liable. But Zipperer says those who follow the law would not.
If you've complied with everything that the FDA requires and all of the extensive testing that goes with it, you shouldn't be sued for diligently following that process.
Zipperer says he hopes the legislature will approve this bill and others involving the state's liability laws during this fall session, which starts next week and runs through the first week of November. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.